Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is a portion of the gospel lesson which Craig has just read, specifically these verses. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. This is the word of the Lord. Under the theme this morning, the forgiven forgive. Please be seated. Fragrant sacrifices and offerings. Dear friends, the one sacrifice and fragrant offering that we give is to forgive our brother and sister. Dearest redeemed in Christ Jesus, today we celebrate and we promote the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. It is an organization that is committed to service, committed to proclaiming the love, forgiveness, and salvation found only in Christ Jesus. Now, it may seem a little strange that our text this morning doesn't seem to fit the theme of your bulletin cover. Well, that's because your pastor, who is a man under authority, that may sound familiar to our seminarians, I chose to remain with the text, our appointed text for this day, because it continues the familiar theme, the thought of forgiveness, which we have been talking about over the past couple of weeks. Thus today, on LWML Sunday, we hear the forgiven forgive. You may have also noticed that the text for this sermon is the verses just prior and just after the Lord's telling of the parable of the unforgiving servant. This parable is very familiar to most of you. So this morning, let's take an in-depth look at what Jesus was doing just prior, what Jesus was saying just prior to this parable, and then his command to his disciples, his command to his church, his command to you, and his command to me. Our Lord's disciples, and you, if you were here last week, heard our Lord tell us that what we are to do when our brother or sister, a fellow Christian, a member of this fellowship, sins against us, or you or I sin against them. As you have just confessed, we truly are poor, miserable sinners, and we deserve nothing but temporal and eternal punishment. So naturally, impetuous Peter, bold Peter, sometimes Peter with the tongue which he can't control, comes and asks Jesus a question. Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? In other words, there must be a limit to this forgiveness thing. My fellow Christians, even though your wife or your husband or your children or your father or your mother sin against you, how many times are you to allow this? Do you really need to keep forgiving and forgiving and forgiving? Why, there must be a limit. That's what Peter was just saying. After all, you've had it up to here. Maybe for some of you even higher. Maybe you're drowning in unforgiveness. And, well, you're just not going to take it anymore. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I know, yes, I know. I know that your relationships are difficult. Maybe you have a difficult relationship with someone in your family. Maybe even with someone in this fellowship, someone in this congregation. I know it's difficult. And you probably feel that you've had it up to here and it's still climbing. I know, ladies, that you struggle very much with little interest and poor attendance at LWML meetings and rallies. I know, dear friends, that they worry, and they may even agonize over the fact that there's little participation. They may even agonize that they may feel and they may be thinking or even planning that our LWML here at Zion will have to eventually fold. Dear ladies, as long as I'm here, the LWML will continue. And it will continue to flourish, and this is why. You see, it's our Lord who is in charge. It is our Lord who is leading us and guiding us to do that which He wills. For we remember, ladies, that the Holy Spirit always works where and will He and where He wills. And therefore, we have no fear. We will continue doing His work, for we know that He is working through you, and He continues working through the LWML. We know that His work is of value, and we know that His work is by His grace and by His mercy, and it's through the forgiveness of all sins that He continues to do this work. You see, the same goes for us as a church. It goes for the same as your relationship with your husband or with your wife or with your children or with your father or mother or with anyone else sitting here this morning. Yes, you may have had it up to here and it still may be climbing. And you just can't forgive any longer. But then, your Lord responds to your anguish. He responds to your stubbornness. He responds to your unforgiveness, and He says, I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times, ebdo me kontakas, hepta. I know that's Greek to you, and you're right, it really is. Literally, those Greek words means, as you have heard, maybe translated in a different way, that we are to forgive 70 times 7. So with that, I must warn you, and I must warn you loudly and clearly, Jesus is not playing a numbers game with us. He is not telling you to keep a tally sheet, and when you reach 490, that's it. No more forgiveness. Hit the road, Jack, or in some cases, Jackie. No, Jesus isn't playing that game with us. And if that's the way you truly feel, if you feel that you've just about had it and you're at 489 and you're ready to drop the hammer, you need to listen. And you need to listen clearly. You don't have the right and you don't have the responsibility, nor do you have the authority to overrule the words of your Lord and Savior. Therefore, repent, repent, repent. And you too will be forgiven of all your sin by the blood that has been shed by your Lord and Savior. No, forgiveness is a constant. Did you hear that? Are you truly listening? Forgiveness is a constant. It is never ending. It is a continuing obligation of love towards your wife, towards your husband, towards your children, towards your father, your mother, and everyone sitting here, your fellow Christian. So Jesus is telling His disciples, and He's telling these disciples a very familiar parable, which you have already heard. But there is only one comment concerning this parable. If you see yourself in this parable, especially if you're the unforgiving servant, remember that the Master forgave this unforgiving servant. He forgave him. The amount that he owed to his master was tremendous. The master forgave him. The master has forgiven you. The master has forgiven me of such a tremendous debt that you and I could never, ever repay him. We truly do deserve to be in debtor's prison, in hell, for all eternity. So now comes the application. But it's not my application. It's Jesus' application. So let him who has ears, let him or her hear. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. Jesus is very pointed. He's very honest with you. Your heavenly Father is gracious and he is merciful. His forgiveness is free and it is full. Each and every one of you, and that includes me, has been forgiven of all our and my sin. He is so gracious and merciful that Jesus is even present right now to soon serve you his body and blood so that he can guarantee to you the strengthening of your faith for life and salvation, so he can guarantee to you the forgiveness of all your sin. Ebdome kontakas hepta. You see, his forgiveness never stops. It never ends. It is continuous. Thanks be to Jesus. So therefore, when I hear of a brother or sister who is unwilling to forgive, I must be honest with you. I truly do weep for you. I truly do. On my knees in my study, I cry out to our Lord, Lord, on that person, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. For I know if they don't forgive, they will be in the debtor's prison forever. And I don't want to see you in hell. And actually, if we're in heaven, we won't see you in hell. But you just may see us in heaven, part of your punishment. So therefore, as you are forgiven, as you are a forgiven sinner, are you really so unwilling? Do you have such an unloving heart that you will not forgive? Do you really, Christian, my dear Christian, do you really desire from your heart to withhold grace and mercy and forgiveness? Do you really have this need for revenge? Really? Then his forgiveness won for you here. Here upon the cross, his forgiveness means nothing to you. Repent. Dear ladies of LWML, and my dear friends, we will not be discouraged. We will not give up. We will continue doing the work that he has given us to do. Yes, we will face trials and temptations, but I am compelled. I pray that you are compelled, dear friends and ladies of LWML, that you are compelled to continue to proclaim the saving gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that we always remember his words. Words that are very important for us. Even in this day and age, we see so much turmoil in this world. People being beheaded. By the way, all you have to do is read Revelation. You'll see it in there. But Jesus tells us, fear not, for I have overcome. I have overcome the world. Here your Lord and Savior took all your sin and my sin and nailed them on a bloody cross. And may I remind you his first words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If Jesus can forgive, why in the world can't you forgive? After all, you haven't been beaten. You haven't been spat upon. You haven't had a crown of thorns thrust upon your head. You haven't been mercilessly whipped. And you haven't been nailed to a cross. But he was. And he forgave. Thanks be to Jesus. So my friends, we close with these words. By his blood, by his atoning sacrifice, for each and every one of you and for me too, we have peace. We have peace with our Heavenly Father. We have peace with a gracious and merciful Father who loves you with such an intense love that he sent his Son to die for you. Therefore, forgive. Forgive and forgive. Be as your Savior is. Be forgiving. And my friends, once again, I proclaim to you, as you have already heard, that all your sin is forgiven. Forgiven by the blood of the Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. Forgiven In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen.